Thug Murray. This man, we're focusing on the last link, what is called Siduri the Pass. The order of making pass. That means the first 11 blockers, the mission of Ayin Gimel. That idea of making pass was rare for its culture until the end of Bishul. Now, the first 10 ruling this month, the 11th one, Bishul, would be Bezrum next month. That means Bishul was Shia Chazara tomorrow. Now, people ask me why in the list we also have the case of Mlavi. It's not Siduri the Pass, it's the 13th block over here. So the reason is very simple. One of the blocks is called Dosh. The total of Dosh is Schito. Schito means you take an orange, you squeeze it. You come to use the juice. You take baby wipes and use it on Shabbos. You want the liquid. Schito, total of Dosh. There's another Schito. You squeeze out the liquid to Malavin to clean the beggar. You squeeze out the water. And now the cloth comes clean over here. So since we have two different aspects of Schito, one Schito, total of Dosh, when it comes to use the water, one Schito is a total of Malavin, we come to clean the beggar. So we're putting two sugars together, intertwined one with another. One simichin beis, one simichin chof. And that's why this man is doing this through to pass the first time office. Then afterwards, also together with that, the sugya malabin. Now, the get to how we know the sugyas, you do what we do, the sugyas bekitzer. We focus on lochla maisel. That means the test, by Hashem, is tur, beisaisiv, shokhlar, taz, bokavon, mishtabuah, beyalochan, shayatzin. It's very important, especially in these halachas, to make it practical, to bring down lochla maisel, so everyone should have a leaked sefer to make it practical. Whether it's the Archa Shabbos, the Hebrew is a wonderful sefer, the Simcha Bonham is a wonderful sefer. These four make the halachas come to life, have to live it daily. Now we have the mission of Ayin Gimel. The mission says that a person cannot do these certain halachas on Shabbos. Now where is the makor for this idiom? The Pasuk in the Torah said, Loi sasik kol malacha. The question is, what defines malacha? So the Gemara in Daf Mem Tes on Beis, over there says that connect Avodas HaMishkan, whatever happened in the Mishkan, that's the makor what defines the definition of malacha. So the shalom here is, starts with Achronim, is when we say over here, connect Avodas HaMishkan, what defines Avodas HaMishkan? Do you mean over here, the case is negated, building the Mishkan per se, and that's it? Or do you also mean the case over here of the things that were intertwined with the Mishkan, like the Gabonis, like Lechem Aponim, like things that are not only the building aspect, but also negate the Kabbalists in the Mishkan. So I can tell them this Psicha starts with this question, what Malachas in the mission of Ayin Gimel are bringing down? Is it Dafka the building of the Mishkan? Or anything intertwined with the Mishkan? So Elam sees Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, where was Zeriah, where was Chayrish? Rashi says, the case was by the Sama Manim. That means we had the Urias in the Mishkan. You have to put the dyes on top of different colors over here. And since you have to have the dyes on the ears, how do you get these dyes? You cook the salmonim, you cook these plants over here, make different dyes over here, and therefore the act over here is the case of Bishul. And therefore, Rashi cited also the Mishnah, and Rashi Dafim Tes says, if so, why the world was saying the first 11 are to do it a pass, and the last case is Oifel, is baking. L'chura, what do they do with salmonim? They cooked it. They did not do an act of baking, cooking. Just in English, what does that mean? Oifa means you cook with heat. Or you cook it with a fire. That means roasting and baking is nothing to get out of oifa. The idea of bishul is cooking with liquid, with water. That means you take a fire, you cook the water, that cooks the spaghetti. That's called bishul. Bishul is through the act of intermediary of water. And oifa means a case of heat, a case of fire. That's roasting and baking. That means a person can have roasted chicken, can have boiled chicken. Boiled chicken is how you make chicken soup, that's special. They have something that's roasted, that's something that's a case of fire over here. So Shalom is, since we're discussing a case over here, a salmonim in the Mishnah, that's how we have it over here. If so, says Rashi, why in the world was saying a case of a fear in the Mishnah, not a case of Mishnah? So it sent you to the one of Ayin Dalet, and the more points is that really. It says, why? Sidur the pas nokat. We took the order of pas. Betim in the Mishkan was the case of Bishul, but we took the order of Pas. Now it's a little bit missing why that's so, the way the Ran explains. The Pas is Shchiach. That's this common thing that people do all the time. Alechem Yechi Adam. Therefore, we took something that's more Shchiach, the case of Pas. Again, the case of the Mishkan was the case of Salmonim. So we see over here, L'chor from Rashi, Yisoid Api the Sugyo, that what we're discussing, we say Avoyis HaMishkan, we're discussing the building of the Mishkan. Otherwise, you should have said, what's the case of Pas? Lechem Aponim. Chavitim the Kohen Gadol. The fact that we took over here the case of Salmonim, we have a kashya, where was the Fiyah? we have to come along and say, do the pash, let's shkiach over here. We see where the side of Avos HaMishkan means the building and not the kabbalas. The Gital says, he brings another raya, we learn the sugya of shkita. The Gemara says, shkita m'shamay mechayev. The answer is, why mechayev is shkita in the Mishkan? That the kabbalas. The Gemara says, why mechayev for shkita? Either one man yom says, as tzeveya. Another man yom says, as the tilish shoma, because they needed to kill these animals, and we have sad divius to make the curtains over here, or to make the coverings over here. So we see a second makar, like Moshe Shchitu by Mechayiv, it's not the Gabonis, it's after the bin of the Mishkan. So you have one malach in the Sugya, the simple malach of the Bavli, Rashi Iman says, that we stood a past Nokat is really an extrapolation of the Malach of Bishul, but where was in the Mishkan? The Mishkan was the only case of Bishul Salmonim.
Why talking not the Gabonis?
Because the words are Ablid Samishkan, meaning the building of the Mishkan. Building it, not negate the Gemara, not the Ablid in the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan. Hagan the Egretal goes on further and it brings down the Haigoin. He wants to say the Sham be disagrees with the Babli. He wants to know, he says very clearly, it's Nichol Mitzad, it's Lechel Aponim, it's Pitim of Yom Kippur. Well, we have one Malach of Yer, Rashi Sheet is, not like a Haigoin, the Babli versus Shami, the real was Bishul, the case of Yer was Samonim. This is an interesting third malach that being done by Tam, Tosi Rosh and Davayin Dalad. That again, we have one malach Samonim, we have second malach Lecha Ponim of Haigoin, we have a Ben Tam sheet over here. He wants a taino that we have to have Tchelis in the Mishkan over here, in the building of the Mishkan. Now, how do you check Tchelis that's really Tchelis? One way the Gemara brings down in Menachos in the third parak, it says you take bread made of a Sa'iru and you cook it inside the Sa'iru and see that Tchelis changed over here. So he also says, where was the fear in the Mishkan, which makes easier pshat, why stood a pas nokat? I was in the Mishkan. He said it was the Mishkan, but not mitzat pas to eat al slachma upon him. The steward of pas nokat, why? Because that's how they checked the tchilas over here. They had to make, they made bread. They went through all the steps to make bread, and they test inside the bread. Now, how did they have to go through all the steps? I'm not sure. Unless you know this. That's what the Rebbe Tam says. So again, so where is the Seder passed in the Mishkan? There are three options. The simple standing Rashi says Samonim. Those of Haigoin says means Lechma Ponim. Rebbe Tam says it means the case of Tchelis. That's one thing the Egmetal starts off with. The second Hakiri says, we're saying over here, whatever was done in the Mishkan, a person cannot do on Shabbos. The Maisa, what happened in the Mishkan? Do they do Zeria, but we cannot do Zeria? But they did it for the Mishkan on Shabbos. They did Kaitzer, and we cannot do Kaitzer? Well, no. In order to have these things in the Mishkan, you have to have done the ready Zeria. You have to already have done the case of Kaitzer. You have to have done the case of Kaitzer. There was anything that was needed for the voice of Mishkan, in that situation to come along to answer it. Did they ask to do Zeria and Kaitzer on Shabbos for the Mishkan? Well, no. It's something that was that they had to be done, and therefore this thing might be closer. Also, since we have a book among the Gdol HaChoynim and Beth HaMirishoynim, there is a place in the Chulin and Daf Peches. He discusses that the Maisa and the Midbar, things did not grow. We're in the Midbar, things didn't grow. So, said Taisus, Apinais, since Paiso was there, things of the Maisa grew in the Midbar. And Moshe says from Taisus Narayu, I say, Dafka Michael Behemo, because that animals where they eat. But not Michael Odom. But come on the Nishmas Odom, and he says, the Maisa, there was Zeria, there was Chayush. And those are things they had to go do inside the Mishkan. It says, like a lechta achra by midbar, etz lo yizruo. We're like a kala, went to the etz lo yizruo. Says the Nishmas Odom, that must be the midbar godel, but my midbar Sinai wasn't that way. Echlami grew by midbar Sinai. When does that mean? It means. That's a shayla. Machlokes. Well, I'll take a one. It's a question, how do we read the Gemara? What does that mean in pshat in the Gemara? So the Nishmas Odom understands the poil they mamish did this Zeria, except we cannot do this Zeria. We the poil they did the Kaitza, we cannot go do it. Atzad Hasheni, there's a Bnei Shua Navayin Hein, Chasam Sofer Navayin Dalad, he said that's what had to be done. But Maisa didn't grow it then and happened then. They want time to forget it was in the hands already. They already had these things, they already had the Sam on them, they already had the eight symbol, they already had it. And since this need to be done, that's beyond the Sugya, needed to be done, Kites and Zerayah, therefore, for this reason, Yahai voice has to call Malacha, what was needed for the voice of Mishkan. So again, Machlokes Chayodim first, because I'm Sofer of this Mpnei Yeshua. And again, the Eglital, he makes the Machlokes Yishin in this question over here. So again, first, the Getim Lachas, we had said 2 points over here. Where's to do it a pass? Machlokes Vikr, the Yishalmi, Bavli goes, Rashi, cases Hamonim. And number two, do they Mamish do it or not? Machlokes among the Achronim. They do it on Shabbos.
Because they did it on Shabbos?
Do they? That's the question.
Not
the for the Mishkan.
Not
on Shabbos. On Shabbos. On Shabbos. Now, fine, that's my, the first 11 melachas. Now, in the Mishnah, the Lam Test melachas, this is where how they divide it up. They divide up into four groups. The first 11, we're going to focus now kind of this man that is to do the past. The next 13 is what they call Meleches Semer. The Melacha of making a beggar over here. Now it comes out in the Mishnah of this Grazes, Melabe, Menape, Tzevea, Tvea, Mesech, Isha, Shtei, Botanirim, Oreg, Batsea, Kosha, Mata, Toifim, Korea. 13? We counted that 13 over here. The Maisa, we learn them all, except from Melabe, which will do better from this man. The next a seven melachas called Meleches Tzvi. Melech negates the R. Tzad, Shoichit, Mafshit, Molchai. We learned already Molchai, take out, but in case of Sertot. Mabid, Mechadchai. Also, we learned all seven, except from a Machik. Baruch Hashem will do that next winter's man. Then they have the last eight. That's a case of Kosev and Moichik, Boin and Seiser, Maver and Mechabo, Makapachus, and the case of Aitzol. Those are how they draw up the Mishnah in four different levels over here, four different groups over here. Now, next couple of weeks, we're going to focus on the first three melachas. Zerah, Chosh, and Kleitzer, all intertwined with each other. That's really Simon Shin Lam Avov, with the Xeris Chusha afterwards. Now, it's clear now, speaking over here in Davai and Gimel and Beis, that when it says the case of Zerah, Chosh, and Kleitzer, does not mean Davka specifically those words. That means Gemara says Zerah, and Zoymer, and Noiter, and Mavrich, and Mavrich. Mavrich and Marchiv. That means whether you put seeds in the ground, whether you prune it, whether you graft it, whether you bend it down, all nichna an idea of Zerah. Why the all ways of planting things, making things grow is all one act over here. Like Bishul and Afia is all intertwined, it's all one av over here, or each one's an av by itself. You're also there of this. Now sometimes Rachman will argue, the Shem argue when he calls something a toldo, but because the all either an av or a toldo, nichna an act of making something grow, that's Zerah. Same thing again to Chayrish, the Gemara says Chayrish. Who did Chayfer, who did Chayrish? Whether making Chayrish in the ground, whether plowing or digging, it's all the same act. And then Deraiso, again, Pashas Av. Sometimes you can amaze, somebody's trying to call them a Toldo. But all this is Deraiso. Same thing again to Kleitzer, the Gemara says Kleitzer, and Beitzer, and Meiser, and Oiro, whether it's negate to wheat, or olives, or grapes, all the same idea. It's Oike, Dove, and Migduloi, cutting something from a source. So again, even though we have technical Zerah, Chayrish, and Kleitzer, it's clear in the Gemara means anything that is like Zerah, anything that is like Chayrish, and anything like Kleitzer is all nichel in the Issa Deraiso of Loisasiko Melocho. If so, now we have to find what is Zerah in its large parameter over here. We have to find what is Chayrish, what is Kleitzer over here. Simon Shalom Avob Batsim is intertwined these three things, negated plants, negated trees, negated flowers, and we'll have to go through these in Yonam over here. Now, to start with the order of the Shulchan Aruch, not the order of the Lam Tes Melachos, Shulchan Aruch starts over the case of Kaitzer. Kaitzer Batsim means Oiker Dova Migduloi. You disconnect something from something where it grew from. That means basically you have a tree, and you rip off a limb, Oiker Dova Migduloi, it's in the Raiso. You have a flower, you disconnect it from it grows from the ground. You even Issa Deraiso. Iker Dov Migduloi. Now it's clear that there are this Issa Deraiso, and in the case there are Issa Derabonim. Who in the Issa Derabonim, there are two groups of Issa Derabonim. There's one Issa Derabonim that's nearer Kakaitzer. That's not Be'etzim Kaitzer, but it's nearer Kakaitzer. Just three cases that are nearer Kakaitzer. One is, let's say you have a flower pot. Now the case will be is Otsu She'ena Nakov. It has no hold to the pot. The other is not yearning from the ground. It's only be yearning from itself. The loch is to rip off, over here, the flower. The loch in Sif Zayin will get to, you know, even if the rice is not Ikudav Migduloi. It's only Didrabonon. It's near Kakoitzer. Because everyone understands, just like you cannot rip off a flower from something that's growing in the ground, that is Kaitzer. Near Kakoitzer, even for the case of Otter, Sha'ini Loch is also a Didrabonon. That's one case. The second case, the Simchat Chavalov, it's costing you have honey from a honeycomb.
If you know what that is, that means disconnecting the honey from the comb. That's also nifl get of nira kikaitzer. And we have a third case over here in Siv Vav. For some odd reason, someone asked me this past Shabbos, never been asked this question before. Someone put seeds into the ground. The halacha is the metziyas did not take root for either the first couple of days or maybe up to 2 weeks. So you want to know if you take the seeds out of the ground before they take root. I allow to take them out of the ground. Maisa did not take root yet, so now ikidav migdulay. So says the Mechaber in Siv Vav, that since it's near kikaitzer, if you put in the ground to take root, agam did not take root yet. There is no kaitzer, but near kikaitzer, therefore a person cannot take out the seed. Now, the Mechaber said over there, but let's say it fell on the ground without kavana, you are allowed to pick it up. Some guy was asking me about sunflower seeds that fell upon the ground. What's halacha? Is it betas, not betas? But comes out that even though there is no kaitzer per se, there's zero job on them. Near kaitzer, when you put it, betas for it to grow. So again, we have one group of drabbanans that's near kaitzer. A second group of drabbanans is shema yitloish. You might do an act of kaitzer. You might come either to climb the tree and take things off. Now, what's yitloish? Mishmur says very clearly whether it's shema yitloish, whether it's the twigs, the branches, whether it's the leaves or the fruit, all them are nichol negedav shem yitloish. In that, we have four cases we'll come across. There's nichol negzeru d'abonim. One, we have a case, we'll start off with the halacha of osel l'shtamash b'ilon, not to use a tree. We'll have to define what that means. A second thing we mentioned that's brought down by the Pesach Movie and Simon Shin, over here from Simon Shinhei, that person cannot ride upon an animal. Because when you ride upon an animal, the derech is to rip over the branch or the peris and go give it to the animal over here. Therefore, can ride upon an animal, can lean upon an animal, person cannot make it to a slide, and therefore that's the makor why pets the mice are mukhs on Shabbos. This is the osel l'shtamash as loy plug. Therefore, all pets the mice are mukhs on Shabbos. We spoke that out in the sugya mukhsa. A third thing in Siman Shinchav Bey is the loch is, let's say peris fell from the tree on Shabbos, it's on the floor right now. So when you eat the peri, it's not ikudav mitulay, it really is disconnected. It says in Mishmur, besides from the isra mukhsa, it says nochin is over here. Mitzad yerushema yitloish. You'll eat this tree. You eat the pea that's connected to the tree. And the fourth thing we get to loch and sif yud to smell peris to do that on Shabbos. Since the derech is when it's a smell, you want to go eat it. You not allowed to smell peris on Shabbos. We'll have to find what that means exactly. What the klolim are. There are four cases over here. Didn't one of shem yitloish. Now there is an interesting gishama discussing the person when he takes fish out of your fish tank. One loch is that. Starts drying up, wants to die. What an issue is that? So the Gemara on Kuv Zainon Beis, Gemara says Yechayev. Rashi has a pashas as the Lutil Shoshamo. Says Yishamo, you're even the issue of Kaitzer. Kaitzer. Now, coming to the Shoshan, they're opening down the Yishamo. Question why that's so, why Kaitzer? The simple understanding you want to know is that Baal Chaim is Nefshav Mechuba Lekarka, a get of Karka, Kain, what Taisha says by us, that I'm Yimon Beis. And therefore, they want to say that one of the Yishami, since like Karka, Yikidav Migduloi, it's going coming out from the water. Ma'is the Chiddush, Kidua, that's not how we paskin. We paskin, Mishmurim down Simon by Chavola in the halacha that taking fish out of the water definitely get them until Shishama. There's another side question you can ask is when a person does a meal on Shabbos, are you even the Isser Kaitzer? You're cutting something off a person, is that Nechel Gedav Kaitzer? Is that Yikidav Migduloi? Now, Pashas before Shigmo and Dav Kovov, not that way. The Gemara says, why need a pasuk the Torah to mat a meal on Shabbos? Must be Chavol b'Shabbos Yechayiv. If you're even Isser of Kreitzer, what do you say Chavol b'Shabbos Yechayiv? What's the right? You have to grapple. If so, why are you not even Isser of Kreitzer? The Shuas Jacob discusses, Basisical discusses, why not even Isser of Kreitzer? But Maisa Negev to us, we have, when we start off the Sugar of Yensif Aleph, the numerous cases of your abundance you have to define over here, that's Nichol Negev of Kreitzer. First, Sif Aleph starts off the Ishtam Yishtamash B'ilon. Cannot use a tree. There seem to be five subcategories of when a person cannot use a tree. That means, number one, Mechava starts off, you cannot climb a tree. Can't climb it. If you do climb the tree, some of it might be a knas, you cannot go down. Therefore, people in the Bogan Colony, or they live in Muncie, they have these tree houses over there. To climb up, to go to the tree house in Shabbos, for mice, that's also. Don't know if it's better, because do it. Maybe we'll show you Matim Azidim. To climb up a tree, the mice is clear, the mice is also. Second thing says Mechaber, a nitlam b'ilon cannot hang on a tree. A third thing says Mishmur upon that, a person cannot lean upon a tree. Also, it's over here. A fourth thing says Mechaber, you cannot be mishtamish with a tree. Explain to Mishmur what does that mean. You cannot put a chavitz on top of the tree. You cannot take a chavitz off the tree. cannot tie an animal to this tree. Can't be mishtamish with the tree. And the fifth thing, we'll get to the Sefer Gimel, is you cannot shake a tree. Now what that means, whether it's a tree bori or cholosh, we'll have to get the Sefer Gimel. There are five subcategories in the issur of being mishtamish with a tree. Now, if so, once you have issur mishtamish with a tree, what defines a tree? Now, I mean, people who grow up in New York, we see one every once in a while, there's a tree, right, that grows up. But there seems to be more to that, defining what is a tree over here. So first question the Gemara speaks out, let's say the tree is dead. Yovish. They're looking to get to Tlisha. Mugavam was saying, Machloik, Mishmu, and say, Lekuli Alma, they know it's a Tlisha Matayo. Instead, not Ikudav Meduloi, should not be any problem over here. Shashal is, can a person climb up a dead tree? The one Avon of Kufa and Bay is being done Machloik is a Brysis. One Bryce says the Maisi cannot climb up a dead tree, only a Chai is also. Well, you cannot, not climb up not a dead tree, not a live tree. A second Bryce says, Allah says you can only not climb up a live tree, a dead tree you can climb up. Machloik is a Bryce's. And the Gemara, Lekasha, this is the Moshe Geshomim. That case of here, it's not Nikur if it's alive or dead. Therefore, cannot climb it up. Mash Enkin, but Moshe Chamu, it's Nikur. Therefore, the Loch is a person cannot climb up a live tree. A dead tree, you can. The Gemara goes on further and says that's only the Kimta, there are no pears upon this dead tree over here. Also, there are no twigs, no branches on the dead tree. And it comes out with Maskon the Gemara. If you have a tree with no branches and no pears, the Moshe Chamu is much to climb up. However, Gemara ends off with one more line, that Rav, he visited Apastio, and he saw the Maisa, they were making local Shabbos, and he asked it, explains the Gemara why that's so, because not B'nai Torah. If so, the Shabbos, the Maskon of the Gemara, what comes out? Can you, the Maisa, climb up a dead tree that has no peris, has no branches to it? This is also the Mutter. Are we all not B'nai Torah? We don't know the difference over here. Well, no. Maybe we are B'nai Torah, or maybe nothing on the Chumra of Rav over here, maybe a specific case over here. How do you look upon it? So it's clear, says the Rav, my colleagues among the Rishonim, the way the Rosh of the Torah, they're being down, even as Manazeh, a person can be Mekel on a dead tree, be Moisechama, when there are no peris over here, when there are no twigs over here. At Sadat Shani, he says, look at the Rambam, he's not Machalik. He understands, once Rav went to his place, so there's no B'nai Torah. Kosh came as Manazer, we have a Bayah, people don't understand the difference over here. Moscham, Moskeshomim, different trees over here. And therefore, this reader comes along to be Machmer in all situations. The Maestro Beisaisu goes on further and he says, what's the Das of the Rif? He wants to say the Das of the Rif is to be Machmer like the Rambam. And therefore, according to the Beisaisu, if that's so, if you have three of them, you have the Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam, and two of them being Machmer, they ever come along to Machaber to be Machmer. Local Maestro comes along over here and says, a person cannot climb up any trees. At Tel Hashani, the Bach says, how's the Rif go? He says, best of me goes like the Rosh. He wants to be Mekel, wants to argue Peshat in the Rif. According to the Bach, two of the three of the Maisa are being Mekel. The other Bach come along with Maisa and say, by the case of Yovish, you can't be Mekel. So the Machlokes, what the Das of the Rif is, and then it comes out, the Machlokes, how do we pass him? What are two of the big three Gedolei Poskim, we should not pass him over here? Look, the Maisa, the Mishmur brings down that the El Rabo, Maisa wants to be Mekel like the Bach, say, no Derech and others. At Sadat Shani, will you place the Maisa Machmer not to Machalik? Whether it's Lavosh, the Mach Avram, Tosef Shabbos, the Chai Odom, the Graz, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kamechaim, they say not to Machalik like the Mechaber, the Loch is all trees of the Maisa's Osir. The Mishmu again is not clear how he's paskling. He comes along and says, true, the Mechaber is being Machmer, how we should know this is Eli Rabbah. He says, look in the Shartin, that he has Rishonim like him, Maisa can be Mekel. So it's not clear in the Mishmu what to go do if you had a tree that had no Paris. And the case of it was Yovish and had no twigs, what the loch is. Not such a common case. B'mayis Chama. And we have to have four things. B'mayis Chama, Yovish, no perish, and no branches to it. What you can lead to it, the question here is that sometimes, I sent out a picture on Thursday from Avram Fanfa, and the people over here have, I've seen, that have a stump, that the whole tree is cut off, and they have it inside. Either it's in the shul, whether I've been different shuls that have a tree there, whether because of Corona, even before Corona, they have trees there that are mamish cut in half, and people put a siddur on top, or they use it, it's middle of the tree, middle of the shul, it's more than three tefachim. So you clear the question in two cases. Sometimes the tree betzim is alive, it's not dead. It's betzim alive. So you could clear, even those who are making ones yavish, but who might say it's alive? Sometimes it's dead. So, according to them, you only can clear the case, what's halacha Moshe Gishamim? What's halacha according to them when they have maisa, they have something sticking out of it? We can start claiming maisa in both cases, whether it's claimed, whether it's chai according to everybody, or maisa only in case over here, nochtam achmirim. Can you use it? And I've seen people numerous times use this tree trunk that's cut in half. So there's Aruch HaShulchan, if you want the Yerusha starts over the Aruch HaShulchan over here. He says, the Maisa, I have no makar for what he's saying. He writes himself, no makar. He wants the machalik. When a person cuts off the whole entire tree, you're left with a stump. It could be 10 tefachim over, he doesn't care. But since it's cut and you do not want it to grow, you have no das for it to grow. Therefore, since the Megali did not want it to be a tree, it lost a shame tree. It's not nechal the gzeya of Chazal that says, ain't oilab ilan. It's not an ilan anymore. It's just tender. It's something that's similar. You just didn't cut it off. Whatever reason, it's still there. It's not be'etzim a tree, a massive chiddush. It could be even alive, says Aruch HaShulchan. It could be more than 10 tefachim. But since it's not, it lost a shame tree over here, you have a right to mishamish with it. I see the Maisa Nishma Shabbos, Mishlam Miller, the Maisa take a look at Aruch HaShulchan. Tzad HaShani, Aruch HaShulchan says, like Aruch HaShulchan points out, I have no makar for what I'm saying. So called life, it's a tree, it's alive, it's a Moshe Gishamim, why in the world coming along to be Makel? Sof kol sof, mitzias, it's a tree. If so, you cannot use it on Shabbos. That's true, I've only seen it in Ashkenazi places that have these trees, but I have not been to Sephardi places. Don't know. Maisa, I'm not sure what the Sephardim do, but I've seen Maisa's tainus, at the end of the day, we mishtamish, we also Ashkenazim, or Choshulchan, Shlomo Miller, Maisa, Nishma Shabbos, Rav Harpinus, or Rav Miller, from Toronto, the Maisa, they pass like that, or Choshulchan. They want to be Semichon, it's more to over here. So again, what to find the tree? Number one, we said the Ilan Yavish, we had its parameters, Machlokes, whenever it's four kolam. A second thing, when you have a stump over here, we have the Aruch HaShulchan. Our third case in finding a tree, what about Yerek, vegetables? So we have over here, Kamal Garmon, he says, when you have Yerek, it's like Asovim, like the Lochans of Gimel, so the Lavush says the grass, just like the case of Asovim, it's not Nichol again of a tree. We didn't have any vegetables, which literally mean a case of more than three Tvachim, and less than three Tvachim, even a tree is mutter. So anything that's more than three tefachim, what's the loch in the ger to Yerek? The mice it's more to like us of him. Tzad HaSheni, the Taz, and Sifkot Beis, and Sifkot Dalet, and Sifkot Vav. Three times, make sure you know the halacha. You want to disagree and he's marked with the reason Sifkot Dalet, why that's so. At the end of the day, a Yerek, the mice to be machmo over here. We have a category of more than three tefachim. Also the Mishtamish, the back goes this way over here. The mice in this case, the ger to Yerek, Mishmul the mice is a Mekel. So the Yerek can be Mekel. He said, except the case you have the stalks of the cabbage or the stalks of over here, of the delas, of this pumpkin over here, then this thing might set to be machmer. That's in the Magaram, he's saying it from the Am Shlomo, then to be machmer. But the Yerek itself, that's like a sovereign, then the mice go like Yomo. However, a fourth case over here, again, want to find the tree, is we have the Konim, that's Rakim. That's the question over here, is it Galoch of Yerek? We have these weeds over here, they're growing in the swamp, that are soft. By Yerek, the Amol Mice wants to be Mekel. What about by the soft condom over here? Then again, Kamal the Amol says that's a halacha like a Yerek, like a Sovim to be Mekel. Lavush went this way. And this says the Taz and Bach Kolshkein of a Machman Yerek. I'm certainly Machman in the case of condom. And this, the Mishabura says, depends on the situation. Mekel Mice says if it's very soft, the condom of the reed, the Mice wants to be Mekel. But let's say it's hard. It says, not even as hard as a tree, but it's hard a little bit. He said, the Maisa quotes to Eli Rabo, between Shabbos and Glassi Machmer, Aleph. But he says, even if it's not hard now, but will get hard, also to be Machmer. That means, in the category of these reeds over here, he says, I'm going to be Mekel like them all, unless the situation where it's hard, but not even that very hard, just a little bit hard, number one. And number two, in the case it will get hard, I'll be Machmer in this situation, as to get it like a tree. Devo Osel Shtamish.
How do
you
find hard practically? The lacious?
I hear.
The hoodless?
I hear.
The hoodless? See, that smell of hoodless.
Yeah,
it's like a
cigarette. Yeah. Maybe I have to know what you're saying. Maybe afterwards.
How do you define Yerek? Here, Lufi Liston, because.
So I just have
now, in this halacha of Osel Shtamish, we try to define 4 points when they get to where a tree is, but obviously there's more to define over here. But in the halacha of the tree over here, the halacha is it cannot go up the tree over here. Now, we'll come down to the Gemara, that says if you go up the tree, there'll be a knas. However, let's say you go up on Erev Shabbos, or a person goes up b'shogeg, then the halacha is mutal yered. You have a right to go down. Now, the question over here says you have a right to go down. Do you have a chiv to go down? The words of Mechav is you have a right to go down. So, Al Pi Svaro says in Mishpat Sivkot Yud Aleph, sitting upon a tree in and of itself is nichel and gedev shimush. Put me mishamah to the tree. And therefore he says, the get to a person when he goes up on Erev Shabbos is different the case, that the Ramah says, of Kelim on Erev Shabbos. Kelim, the halacha is you cannot take it down on Shabbos. Why? Because there's no issur being mishamish. Masha and Kelim, a person goes up on Erev Shabbos, the reason why they go down on Shabbos, because the circle itself is being mishamish with the kli, with the tree. If that's so, they point out, the Lashon of Mechamah says, mutal liyered, it's mut to go down, says the words of the Tazif Kon Gimel, tzarech liyered, you have to go down. Otherwise, you have an issur shimus. So that turns to Shabbos and the place can bring down. Not only are you allowed to, you have a chiv to go down. That means, number one, if you go up in a matzav, you have a right to go down, you have a chiv to go down. Now, if you go up in a situation when it's b'mezid, it's us to go down. Now, the question is, what defines b'mezid? That means you go up in mezid on Shabbos, it's us to go down. You go up on Erev Shabbos, but that's to go down on Erev Shabbos, that's mut to go down. You go up on Erev Shabbos, but that's to go down on Shabbos. Can you go down on Shabbos? Is that nechal get of Erev Shabbos? Is that nechal get of Shabbos? Come on, the Beis Yosef, it says, Machlokes Torah versus Rambam. And that's best from the two sheets over here in the Mechaber. The Torah wants to say, that since you plan to go down on Shabbos, the Maisi will have a knas over here. You cannot go down. Asad Hashani, the simple reading of the Rambam is, you have a right to go down. If you went up Erev Shabbos, no matter if you plan to go down on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos, you have a right to go down. Now there are those who pass on the Chumro, the Eli Rabba, Peter Nachasri. So the Sharetzin do like Eli Rabba, wouldn't come along passing like the grass. The Locha is served up on the Kula. Therefore, anytime you go up on Erev Shabbos, you have a right to go down, even though the Yidas to go down on Shabbos. So Shalom, like Nas to be Mekel, like the Mechaber, like the Lavosh. And why do you say it's a Mechaber? He's a Stav Yishomim, says the Kavachayim, the Klal in the Mechaber, Stav Yishomim, Locha Stam. That means the Mechaber is passing in the Kula. Leave the Mishmur went like that up in the grass. Lakula, the person has a right to go down any time he goes up on Erev Shabbos. Now, when a person goes up on Shabbos, b'mezid, lochas, he cannot come down. Now, the Swam discussed different cases of what to go do when you go up b'mezid on Shabbos. Now, lochas b'mezid means you know you cannot go up. I mean, b'mezid means you cannot go down. You know you cannot go up, and the ball is there, you have to go get the ball. You go up there, and now the lochas is, alright, I'm going to do tshuva right now. The question is, what to go do? The locha can't go down. So you're sitting on this branch. One thing clears up Shlomo Zalman, when you're on this branch over here, you have to sit, not move, can't shake. Or you can move around on the branch, go back and forth on the branch. You know, stop it, because that nichol get a shimush. Maybe a chanam, you only have a right to sit there. Because once the Mishabura says, the locha is that sitting on it is a shimush, you say, this shimush, that shimush is no different. Or if I can't, moving is even more of a shimush. Of course, you have to sit in that place, one shiloh. It is a constant Isser, but a Chazal gave a Knas. You're even Isser to Mishabruah. My question is, once you're even Isser, make him sitting here, sitting there. So maybe he can't move. But no, that's more of a Shemush. That's one Shiloh. The second thing, he's stuck on the tree. He's hungry. Can you give him something to go eat? He has to make Kiddush. He has to have a Suda there. What do you go do? Can you give him something? Vachet will get to later on in the Simen. When you have a basket on a tree. Vachet is called Sidei Ilon. Lachas, you cannot put the things inside the basket that's on the tree. So he's also on the tree. I want to give him something. Tzav Shlomo Zalman, can you give him something to make Kiddush, to eat something over here? Tzav Shlomo Zalman, Yesh Chalek. When you have the basket, your taina, that's part of the tree. It's tovel to the tree. A person, even though he's called Eitz Asoda, he's not maisa tovel to the tree. He's a separate entity over here. Instead of maisa, he can't give him Kiddush, can't give him what to go eat, he can't give him things. He's stuck there. He can't give it to him. Sorry? That's Sida Ilan. He's not a chilik of the tree. He's a separate entity. He's more chosh than the tree. So it has to be something that's tovel to the tree. So now the question is, how to find a reader? What really, I think, what you mean, Shlomo Zalman says, let's say you're on, let's say, climb up your 20 tefachim up. Now, to climb around the tree, to climb down, that you can't do. Now climb down. But can you jump off the branch? I think that's what you're asking, right? Can you jump off? I'm sitting here. I'm going to jump. Maisa, what's the problem with that? I'm not being mishamish with anything over here. He clears the shayla. He said, I'll be sorry, you can say maybe you can. He says, still, even the case over here is fire truck, and we're not really doing anything, not even jumping. I mean, it's very small, a stump of adis. I'm going to climb them up on the stump. He's machmer. Now he's on top of the stump, that's four tefachim. That's it, he's stuck in the whole entire Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, let a vadi go down. He says, you're on top of a tree, 20 tefachim, 30 tefachim, who are jumping also beseder? Then the Maisa. So, what the Knas is, it cannot be Mishamisha to go down. From climbing down on the tree. He's saying, so Shlomo Zalman says, sitting on it is an Isser. I'm not using it to go down. I'm jumping off of that. That's a shiloh. It's not a shiny. This is Mashabbos. Shlomo Mill says, when you jump, it's kind of your push. When you jump, you're putting more shimush in the tree over here. So that is called shimush. And Chazal tell you cannot climb down. You cannot, when we climb down, you cannot use any part of the tree. You're using more part of the tree to get down. So one time I says also. I know, but you anyway, you sing on it anyway. You might say right now you sing upon it. You want to ask? Okay, I hear.
Assuming you're sitting on the tree as well.
You're sitting on it, right?
No, because you could have climbed up on your wall and you're still standing on the branch, and then you could just jump.
But even when you jump, you bend your knees a little bit, you put pressure in.
You just have to move up.
You don't do that. Right? You put pressure in. Shlomo Zalman is saying you're right, and Shlomo Zalman says no. That's called shimush. Interesting question.
I have to be actually put like a mattress over there where he could just fall, like he wants.
Okay, then you won't have Shlomo Zalman. We won't have Shlomo Zalman's time. You only have Rabbi Shapiro's time. We
want to ask
it. You
do want to be in such a situation.
I said you will follow Rabbi Shapiro's time. You want to ask it. I said Mishmur says this. Mishmur says this. I can't get Mishmur. I know. Rashi said this. Focus. Now, usually, what happens when kids climb up the tree? And now you want a mechanically child. So, between the sugya of chinuch, do you tell them there's a din knas over here and you stay there? Yeah, stay there. So, besides the idea, my father says it's not a good idea because chinuch today is we come to make sure they're happy and we love them. And that's all he said of chinuch over here. It doesn't exactly work today. We only be kind of be mean and we're not talking with small. But Maisa also says a swarm also. The best case true is, Shabbos Bavadia says, as chinuch, we don't make a knas. We don't do this. We don't make knasses upon them. We let them go down. So they do have a hetter going down. But to come on the play Shabbos, Shlomo Mill and others, they discuss, you're on the tree. You got there, let's say, Friday night or Shabbos morning. You have to go to the Sherutim. Now what? You got to climb down. So Loch and Simon Shinya Bay, as we learned, and they get to using a rock or using grass. The Kenech has the Atzmoy, Atzkov, the Bias, the Mice, and the Water. Here, Luchura, this is the same you said over here, to use something that's Mechub Lekak, you have a right to climb down. And the other Svama say, once you're up there and now you need to go to the bathroom, now it sounds like you have to wait to need to go to the bathroom. You have to know why that's so. If you know you're going to have to, if you know, let's say, you're there Friday night, and you know there's no way you can get through Shabbos, do you have to wait for the Matzah of Kovna Priest to be? So if Paul Levine says no, I'm not sure over here. If you have to wait to the Matzah, we can start clearing. Why? What do you have to wait for it for?
Just like you can't take the racks earlier.
Why can't you? Okay, you maybe can.
It's not applicable.
What? No, he says you can.
As you're going to the bathroom.
No, the whole like, never going to happen.
So in the case he was so big that's going to happen, maybe you need a bathroom and not to body, you have to stay there until it happens. But I can hear a stark swore that if you know you're going to have to use the Sherutim, maybe you have a right to go down now. I can hear the swore, don't get the point. What?
No, but maybe
when the case,
No, but
you went up on Friday. Okay, but by the basic key, you have a right to do earlier. You can bring it before you go to the bathroom. You can bring it earlier, we know you can use it. I'm not sure. Now this halacha negated to when a person goes up on the tree.
Nigeh
to Kalim being on a tree. So again, the most because clearly it does not make a difference whether Kali went on the tree on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. Since Nigeh to a person, there's a shimush, you have a right to go down. Nigeh to a Kli, the law says you cannot take a Kli off a tree on Shabbos. If so, are you allowed to put a Kli on a tree on Erev Shabbos? Says in Mishmor and Sifkot and Yudbeis, bring down the Mechab and Simon Reish Ayin Zayin that we learned already. The Mechab over there says you cannot put a Kli on a tree on Shabbos if your person has a right to take it off the tree on Shabbos. Bir Adover. You put a Ner on a tree on Erev Shabbos, can you take off the Ner on Shabbos? Not allowed to. She'll put the Ner on Erev Shabbos. you put an Erev Yontif on the tree, are you allowed to take it off on Yontif? Well, because you are allowed to. The if you cannot put the Ner on even Erev Yontif, can you come along to take it off on Yontif? So first we have a klal over here, that person cannot put an object on a tree on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, if a person has the right to take it off, because the police Shabbai, on Shabbos Yontif itself. Come on, the and they say to find the get over here, except Shalom Zalman, the Mazilber, or for Shabbos, Piskei Shuvas, that means Dafka is something that you plan to use, or the Derech is to use on Shabbos. Let's say, for example, you're the Bungal Kali, and every time you come home from Davening, you put your head on the hook on the tree. Or you hang it up on the tree, on the branch itself. That hat is your weekday hat, not your Shabbos hat. Can you do that on Friday? Come on, the Shalom say, only the Derech to take it from the tree, you have an Isser, to put on Shabbos. Derech is not to, I don't plan to go use it. I plan to leave it there. I plan to leave the tick there. Something I plan to leave there. Something in Mazilber, people have swings. What may I have to leave a swing on? We get around the idea of a Sida Ilan, of using it. How can you put a swing on? Any object you have attached to a tree, you have a chud, a chiv, take off before Shabbos. You have no chiv, because no one takes off on Shabbos. So only something is a derech to take off before you have a chiv that cannot put on Shabbos. Something is not a derech to take off, leave there. A person has the right to leave it there and put it on even before Shabbos.
So hot,
let's see. Won't wear it.
No.
Not the Derech, not the Derech. Not the Derech. You too have old people. Now, this halacha here is saying the person who has an object on the tree, the halacha you cannot put on Erev Shabbos. Come Shabbos, you cannot take it off. Says the Ramah, according to Maki Mishnah, take off something from a tree on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham brings down, the Rosh says, take off a tree is not nichlal gedav shimush. The Mice, the Magen Mishnah, the Ramah says, take off the tree, the Mice is osur, says the Mishmuah, nichlal gedav shimush. Osur. Why? Explains the Mishmuah, because when you take it off, you might come to lean upon the tree, you might come to taking it off the tree also, rip off a branch. Therefore, taking off things from a tree is nichlal gedav shimush. If so, leads to the common case, especially when you have bushes around you, or in the mountains, or you pass by certain things, and yet half flies off, that's not, now it's on the tree. It's on the bushes. You have over here, your yarmulke flies off, your talus gets stuck in the bush, it's more than 3 tefachim, more than 10 tefachim. The question is, can you take off your yarmulke, your hat, your strimal for certain people? Can you take this over, take your talus off, with that Torah, without that Torah, or do you have to leave it there? What do you go do, Lamaisa? It's stuck on this branch, which the locha taking off, says your most offer, says Mishpul Nichol Gedav Shimush, you have to leave it there. So, if you read it simply, it sounds like it's osur. Shmir Shabbos writes, in the new print, he writes, begged or kippah on a branch or tree that got there on Shabbos, osur. Rav Zilberstein, in the Chesuk HaChemed, on Kuftun Dalam Bey, he said the case of a talus, he writes osur. Or Shabbos, Perek Yud Ches, Maisel writes osur. Maisel cannot take it off. The question is, and my father says, well, Maisel, what are you going to do, practically? So, Rav Osner and Shuvah and Chelek Zayin, he discusses that a person had a talus on top of a tree on Shabbos. He passed on the Maisa, he said it's mutter. They came back to him, the mafakfik upon Maisa, Salochon Shulamar, Shin Lama Vov, Sif Aleph. People do learn that simin over here. And over there it says, take things off, Nichle Gedev Shimush. So first he starts off saying that number one, we have a Rosh that says Aloch is a person that has no Issa of taking things off a tree, Al Shimush. Mokhav brings down such a Rosh, and he wants to say it's less than 10 Tvachim. The case of it is less than 10 Tvachim. Number two, goes on further, being done the El Rabo, that says, Aloch is lechatchila not to put things on and take it off. Once there, maybe you have a heter. But the end of the third point over here, once a time that we read the case of Shulchan Aruch, is when anything was done bedas, you put it on bedas, you took it off bedas, so when you take it off, that's called Gemara Shimush. You put it on, called Shimush. Take it off, it's a Gemara Shimush, called Shimush. When something happened that fell upon it, without das, negative tzainoi, that's not called Shimush. That's just a mistake that you had to get it off. Remove it, disconnect it, because you want your talus. You want your yamka, you want your hand over here. And then we come along and says, Aloch is that person that has the talus. Aloch is that person can take it off, because it's not called Shimush. Can it happen negative tzainoi? Now, when he wrote the tshuva in the Chelek Zayin, his case over there, he says, discussing a case where the tree is less than 10 tefachim. So certain numerous farming down, the vazon only be making when the tree is less than 10 tefachim. The Maisa, as far as last far, should not make a chilek. The chilek Yud Aleph, they wrote him, they said, I'll pay what you said over here, should not make a chilek how tall the tree is. He says, you're right. I only said that for those who were he asked against me, the Shoilim, I told them, certainly called them even less than 10 Tvachim. That was the case in that situation where I was mocking it. But even any tree at all that Talus or Yamko I had, any beggar got stuck over there, I might have a right to take it off. Because he has to answer the Rosh, while the Rosh says, the, he wants to let the Tvachim on that tree. No, you don't fall upon a tree. This case specifically, when something fell upon it, was not put there bedas. His yisoid is heter him, and I see Rosh Hashanah went this way. Berachas Elisheva, sorry, the Pesach Chuvas went this way. Minchas Ruven, they come along, they go not like the Shmir Shabbos or Chas Shabbos, the Parshas Sugya. Anything that happened that fell there, the accent. Bilikavono is not nichel get of shemesh. You have a right, take it off. Now take it one more step. The seats. Oh, so was is question means to mishamish. That's why Chazal set up the gzera, but that's not the get of the gzera. Right, correct. The Isra question says that. Maisa comes along. That means we have one machlokes among the paiskim. Can you take off something that fell upon a tree? Negate to your talis, which is common. You have to yarmulke. Things, these things happen. Building upon this, kids play ball. I have a neighbor, my parents' house in Flatbush, had a tree. And we used to play ball in the backyard when we were very young, like 100 years ago. And therefore, when they played ball, played frisbee, it got stuck in the tree all the time. Now, the shadow was, can you throw something up or knock something, take a stick, and knock the thing out of the tree?
You see, that's played ball in Chalmers anyway.
So, right, frisbee, let's say, or ball according to the maker, whatever, according to the Ramon, not according to the Mechaber. But my son, there those people out there who somehow play ball on Shabbos, they have what to be Samechon, especially children, and the mice get stuck in the tree over here. Now the question is, can you knock it out of the tree? So, first of all, according to the Pashtis, it's ulcer. And therefore, the Shmir Shabbos writes, a ball is ulcer. The Shittos like. Therefore, the Archa Shabbos writes, the bull is also l'shitosai, nishma Shabbos shagamaya, they write l'shitosai, it's also take a bull out. Even those who are makel by the case of Atalas, by the case of Yamko, come to the Pesach Chuvas, he says, only over there, a wasn't wants to be makel, but see if you have a get up, covered up Prius. Not a Yamko, not a Talas, covered up Prius, I can walk around, sure, not a Talas. But see if, otherwise, a bull, how can be makel? That's what Pesach Chuvas says. He said, that's why a wasn't was not makel on a bull. Same thing, Minchas Ruven says, also on a ball, so much Chol Shabbos happens inside a ball, a Vadna ball, not to be Mekel. Now, they're coming to say in the Mekel, you have to realize, simply reading the Shulchan Aruch should be also. There's a Vos over here that Maisha wants to be Mekel because it's a negative, it's signed not Nichol Gedev Shimush. In the Tzati, make like a Vos, the Shtank is sort of saying ball is the same thing. Those who want to be Machmer, you could be Mitzarf Nocha idea over here, the Lochan Simit Shulam Beches Tefei, kids playing with a ball on Shabbos, when even the Ari Surim, says your mom, what are you showing? Don't tell kids. They're going to play with it anyway. Especially again, the Chinuch Mizman is there. Only come to love them and say how Gishmak Shabbos over here is. But Maisa, I think there's certainly what to be summoned to leave kids as is. You have a Vosa, what to summon on. His Svar Lachur is there by the case of balls. Hagam, again, the Shmir Shabbos or Shabbos, they ask the Shitosa, they even ask the case of any beggar. But according to the Lachur, a Vosa, the Lachur, a bull should be the same idea. Like a Talis, it's negative sign, the Lachur should be Mutter.
Now,
what? Should be the same thing. Now that they point out it reads that again. What is soft? What is hard? This is back to your question. You asked me the same question in a different way. I said I'll answer the same thing. I hear. Now they do discuss. Let's say something's in the tree and it falls down. What about the sugyo muksa over here? That means we see over here the achon grapple the sugyo muksa. Now we discuss the muksa not similar to your base above. The Mishmur of the Magarvam and the series among the Paiskim, how to apply it. And again, specifically to a ball, come along over here with Shlomazam and the Shmir Shabbos, others, even though they want to be Machmer, they come along and say, but let's say it came out of the tree already, it was there, Benesh Moshes, you have a case of Mingdis Katsoi. I got someone tying a Yoshin Matzapa, the kids. Fine, but let's say not Yoshin Matzapa. But it's certainly a case we usually get stuck on Shabbos, the Loch is Ein Muksel Chetzi Shabbos, and once it comes out, I've had a lot of play with it. That means those kids will knock it out of the tree. Machloikis, but you to go play with it. We said this halacha on Muksa Lachur won't apply over here. Sif Gimel is Betzim putting the two sugyas together of Zerah and Chayrish. Now, the reason why they're intertwined is to get to the sugya of Einim Eskavin. That means we have one case over here of walking atop of ourselves, the Gemara Kufa and Beis, The Gemara come along and says, you walk on top of a sovim, if you rip up the grass, you have a bayam inside the sugar of kaitzer. We have a second case in Siv Gimel, a person when he eats in the gino, and therefore water will fall upon the ground, a gamz en miskavin, you have a bayam inside the sugar of the zareya. That means, even though Siv Gimel is two malachs over here, they're all basically the same inside we're discussing. We have an en miskavin that leads either to the malacha of kaitzer, or en miskavin leads to the malacha of a zareya. Now, not to go through the sugya in the Meskavin of Sekresha, we went through it numerous times, different places. What comes out inside our sugya over here? First, the gate to walking on top of grass, the Gemara comes along and wants to say certain times the Usr. The Gemara Maskona is, since Rabbi Shimon holds any Meskavin, the Maisa is Mutter, therefore we're always allowed to walk upon grass as Machaba and Meskavin is Mutter, like Rabbi Shimon. Whether you have shoes, you don't have shoes, get stuck between your feet, the Maisa is Mutter. However, coming to Mishavua and bring down the Chiddush from the Smag, and he wants a taina, that's the gear to walking. Let's say a person runs in tall grass. You want a taina, in that situation, running in tall grass is a psik ratio. Everyone knows psik ratio, but in the miskavan is osir. He the mice says osir. Therefore, the Archa Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, bring down the bialocho, that walking on top of grass, the mice says water in the miskavan is not psik ratio. Running on top of tall grass, the mice says psik ratio, therefore it's osir. Now, come to the Shulchan, and he quotes the Bialocho. He says, Bialocho wants Mechadish, you cannot run. He says, I have a problem. Vachush made it not that way. You can run on grass, that's not Psik Ratio. Even told grass, the see, it's not that way. Rabbi Chaim Noah says the same thing. He said, it's not like the grass. He has numerous kashas also upon the Sigil. How in the world can the Smag get this extrapolated from the Sigil over here? Want to say, we will not be Chaj on the Smag sheet over here. And therefore, they want to argue the point and say, you can't run on top of a tall grass. Maybe Lahura, one way to understand that he said the machlik over here, can a person, again, one shall is, can a person run by tall grass? Bialocha says psik ratio, or Choshulchan Chaim says not psik ratio. What are they arguing about? What's the lumdus over here? What's he saying they're arguing about? Is it psik ratio or not? Or Choshulchan says Lachush made is not. And Bialocha says it is. The argument see is. Go see what's happening over here. So maybe one way, not muchach, but one way, is it stam a shaila beklolis and psik ratio? When you look at something, when a person comes in here in Shabbos, he wants to say a psik ratio. Now, let's say you comb yourself 10 times. Do you have 10 hairs? Or you have 3 hairs? How many hairs do you have inside your comb? Do 100 times. You end up being like me? Like, what happens over here? You come bald, 100 hairs inside your comb? No, when you comb your hair to look nice, it's a psik ratio. How do you look at certain acts over here? Do you look the totality of the act over here, it's all one act, combing. So every time I comb my hair, there's always 2-3 hairs inside the comb. Or to look, 1, 2, 3, and every comb, what happens? There's no hair inside over here. So the big mavuch among the achrayim, this question, they come from the rivosh, they write from the rivosh or not. And it sounds like there seem to be the machlokes in this case over here. The halacha sounds like saying when you run through the grass, you have 1, 2, 3. Piece of grass there, it's tall grass, you can rip up the ground over here, and therefore you have a bayam inside the sugya of psik ratio. Hashenkin, the Peskei Teshuva says, you take a bench 10 times, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, 10 times. You tell me the loch over here is not psik ratio because it won't be a charitz? No, each time you take the bench back and forth, it's one entity by itself. So every step that you take is a step by itself. This step is a step by itself, this step is a step by itself, this step is a step by itself. Since everything is its own step, it's not psik ratio. So again, it could be, you said the machlok is, how do you look at an act over here? Do you look at one whole act over here? Or do you look at the act of being every step of the way? On the play of the words, every step of the way. How do you look at the thing over here? That could be maybe the said the machlok is, yesh lodin. But so we have the said over here about, again, walking upon grass, mice is mutter, running the case over here, it's also, when the case of tall grass, the case of psik ratio. In this halacha, in the case of also watering your grass. Now, watering the shalom, which brings down machlokes, is a nichligeda of zireya. It's how it helps the thing grow over here. Or chorish, it's how it softens the ground. Now, in the gates of zireya and chorish, we'll get back to a different time. In the gates of the sugya of eni miskavin. That means a person over here to water the grass is also, didn't derai so. Zireya and chorish. Now, the idea over here is saying to put water is also. Let's say a person wants to go to the Sheiratim, Merik Laim, or the case of Yain, is that Mutter also kids in the park, they want to go to the bushes, to come with the Mechaber. Might say he wants to be Mekel, says not good, to not help it grow. Now, they have two problems with this idea to be Megal. One, the Bialocha brings down the Tiferes Yisrael. It says, Api Chochmo, Economical. They come along and say that there is Echlami, does help it grow. Voy, the Chanish has a problem. It's on the Sukh of Chorish. Doesn't help it grow, but it might say it softens the ground. We'll have to find the Malacha of Chorish. But they point out, Mishmu himself ends off, the Minig is not to be Chosh to be Machmer. But their Klal is to get the kids. Kids can leave it number one as is, as Mishmur says, they want to be Samech upon the Mechaber. Void, the Lochan negates is Shar Mashkin, says the Mechaber to be Mekel. The Meister, Kamel, the Mogavrom, the Savior, is a friend who wants to be Machmer. Since the Shar, it's seen as Sukon Chofei, but let's say it's Ginus the Chavre, can be Mekel. Why Ginus the Chavre? We know the Lochan Enim Eskavin is Mutter, Aleph. Enim Eskavin's situation in Nichlei is the Reisel. Enim Eskavin's situation in Loi Nichlei. Machlokes Oruch, where's Taisus? Oruch says the Maisus Mutter. Taisus says the Issa Drabonim. Look at Simon Shinchov Sif Yud Ches. We pass the Chumro, but only the Drabonim. And Oruch the Maisus Michael. Mishabu is being mistarved this sheet over here and says the Arad de Chavre. Usually the park over here is Arad de Chavre. Even the kids going to the Sherutim, Luchum, you have a Nochat here of the Oruch sheet over here. Now you could tell me what it means. Lonichalei, Loich Beslei. So you know where the Loch is. It says the Mishabu Luchum over here again. Therefore, a gam can argue maybe it's good or not. Since you're discussing kids, what to be semich on the mechaber? Voids are the chaver, not dealing with the issur deraisa over here. It's lo nichalei. A lot of we leave them as is, because semich upon the oruch over here. But see if we had the mechaber, let them go to the bathroom. He couldn't maybe throw in the idea of kavabrius yishlodim. So discussing again, putting water in the grass, that's deraisa, merglaim, yishim lisma for kids, hudin shah mashkin. If so, can a person spit upon grass? Spit. Is that mashk over here? The pash is spitting upon grass should be ulcer. The words of debatina is the god of a chama ma'id. You're warning something over here. Eidim is kavin, sikresha, gam maybe lanichlei, still we pass like the oruch, not like the oruch, it's also over here. They were the Shemir Shabbos, and earlier the Shvisha Shabbos, they come along and say you cannot spit atop of the ground. That's how the Shemir Chodeshani, Chalik Gimel says, Chalik Aleph, he says, the look at the amount of spit that there is, usually is a little bit amount, not really have any Yashbor, it's not the Derech, he wants to be Mekel, wants to be Matirat. So if you don't see anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, and then the place can say you cannot spit upon the ground. Therefore, that's the bottom of my steam bringing down the way, I'm Kashi Shvita bringing down the way. I'm not sure now how much is a little bit, I'll let you decide what a little bit is over here. But he says a little bit, there's no Ashpah, it's not the Derech, he wants to be Mekel. Chiddush. In this halacha of Zerayah, coming to Ramah is Mamshech with the Sevat Shuma. Sevat Shuma says a person eats in the garden, and since in the eating in the garden is Derech to have wood over there, whether it's Derech to do Natil over there, or Shti over there, or to do Chitz Chenel over there, they have a person toyim lahachmer not to eat in the garden. They have the words amah toyim lahachmer shul leechel beginois. Why the bekoishi yish lazir shul yipol shamayim? In a case where they have wood over there, not to eat in the garden. Why? It's ainim eskaven. I mean, it sounds like it'd be a case of a sick ratio, and they will come to answer it. Toyim lahachmer, chash. If so, the question is: people on sukkahs, they have the sukkah on top of the garden. People make a kiddush in the garden. People actually have gardens in Muncie, they eat out there. So the question over there is, Lechura, the Ramah is saying, Toiv Lachmer. I know it's Toiv Lachmer, but he's telling you, Toiv Lachmer, don't do it over here. So the question is, what is the tzad you make lechachilo that a person can go eat in the garden? Case of a sukkah, case of a kiddush or kedoimo. So again, number one, we have the svar of Toiv Lachmer. Why is it only Toiv? Because the pool that you're doing right now is not the Isser. It's only Chash. Second is, are we discussing in your own field or your friend's field? Are the Chavre or are the Day? That means the Sharetzin want to be make over the case of Shah Mashkin. But the case over here of Are the Chavre. What's the case over here? Is Are the Chavre also to be Machmer? Only Are the Day. Well, even the Are the Day, most of us, I don't think, really care about Are the Day. There's no tell us out of it. Sukkot, the weather changing, no one really cares, their backyard. People don't really care. So even the Aridi Day, maybe the Tati Mekel could lenichle. So the Nishma Shabbos, it brings down this halacha, it says, Stimit HaPlesi, not Mechalik. Sevet Shuma says, Sai Aridi Day, Aridi Chavri. Come along with Felder, it says, I'll bring a Chloraya, a Taz, Mishmuru. The halacha is Dafka Aridi Day. So Mishmuru brings down the Taz. They said over here, when it's more than Shiv Amo, you have a Bayam mitzvah the Sugar of Kamlis, you have to worry mitzvah the Sugar of Red Saw. Therefore, ends off the Taz, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Lefiza, I feel beginners chaveyo yesh lizar. Once you have a Bayam mitzvah the Sugar of Red Saw, therefore, you also have to be worried about by beginners chaveyo. We do it in the Mishnah Berurah and the Taz. But Ginis Chaveyo was not also mitzvah the Sefer HaTshumo, it was only also mitzvah the Sugar of Kamlis. So it sounds like over here that once it's, you want to make a have a sukkah in your backyard of your friend, or even your own backyard you don't care about, should be the same site over here. Or you want to make a kiddush in the shul's backyard over here, the chol should be mutter, because it's only a toiv lahachmer of Ar Dechavrei. V'oid, speaks of the Nishma Shabbos, he wants to make it for a different reason. He wants a taino, Matthias says, that what do? We walk around and we eat? Not that or not. Eichel v'shuk, doim kekelev. I come in the back, kiddush, and say, sorry, you don't do a poppy. So fine, you're more like poppies. Myself, everyone sits down and eats. You sit down, you have a table over there. So you have a table. So what, now it's like a double shash. It's on the table, one thing. Now you're going to pick it away from the table, and then it's away from the table, going to spill over here. Like a chshash upon a chshash. When you eat by the table, who says to make a chshash over here? Since the derech is, when a person, when he eats in the sukkah, to eat by the table, and to eat by kiddush, you eat by the table. One time when you have a table, you can't be mekel. So you come look over here, that the chur, the makar, to make even l'chadchilo by a sukkah or by kiddush kudoimah, it's number one, toim lahachmer. But there, klal is nichle gedev ara de chavre, it's loy ich beslei. V'oy l'chur, you have a table over here. Diva seems to be the minute you make l'chadchilo, as the Rambam says, makes you make l'chadchilo by case of a kiddush, there's no problem over here. My better Shem, but next time we'll be Mapshik Sif Gimel going further.
It doesn't answer much.